The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do some more college football here with Georgia coming in at 5 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Oregon's at 1, Texas 2, Penn State 3, Notre Dame 4, Georgia 5, Ohio State 6, 7 Tennessee, 8 SMU, 9 Indiana, 10 Boise State, 11 Alabama, 12 Miami.
Tiff, I wanted to ask you this too. Boise State and UNLV playing, I can't remember if that's what day that game is. But you've seen those two teams match up. Any chance that UNLV could be able to knock Boise out of that spot? Because I know they're perched as the fourth team.
If they repeat what they did when it came to stopping the run, I cannot remember what week it was that I had that matchup.
It was probably three weeks ago.
No,
it's been longer.
It's like a month now, maybe. But they were able to pretty much slow down Ashton Gentry and that ground game early on in the game, and it was somewhat different where we didn't see him necessarily break off those big runs until late. Again, he did deal with an arm injury later on in the game. But those big break-off runs that we've seen, the explosive plays that you're used to seeing from him, there weren't a ton of those initially to start that game. So,
man, what a new lease on life that place has had under Barry Odom at UNLV. I mean, a couple of years ago, they went to a bowl game for the first time in like 25 years or something. Something insane.
I enjoyed our conversation with Barry Odom. I enjoyed getting to cover them and just the passion that the kids had in playing for him and the passion, obviously, he has in coaching those group of guys.
They play Friday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought maybe they did.
Army and Tulane plays as well. I mean, there's no way that Army destroys Tulane and UNLV barely beats Boise State and Army would jump UNLV, right? There's no way. There's no way. Because UNLV is 20th in the college football playoff, and Army's at 24.
What's UNLV's best win? I mean, that would be Boise State. Well, that's true at that point. I don't know. That's tough. That's a really good question.
And I'm not trying to be like, oh, look how smart I am. But I went and checked the schedule because you would ask. And they're both playing Friday night. And I'm like, there's no way. Because right now, the college football playoff is projection would be Boise State being one of the top five or top four, right, and they would have a bye. And so UNLV's win would carry a lot more weight than Army win over Tulane.
Tulane got the dog walked on them by Memphis last week.
So I don't think that would happen. There's no way that would happen. Disregard. There's just no way. I mean, of course, we don't know with the committee, but
never know. You never know.
And if that happened, and Iowa State, the winner of Iowa State, Arizona State would probably be one of the byes at this point.
Yeah.
Would you have expected Ohio State to fall further after losing to Michigan?
As bad as they looked offensively at home against a team that literally can't throw the ball vertically, it would not have surprised me if, they fell behind Tennessee.
Okay, because I was going to say right now Tennessee is behind them at 7, and they're also 10-2. Continue.
And it essentially pretty much locks Ohio State into a home game.
It really did. And I'm sitting here looking at this list thinking, did it benefit Ohio State to not play this weekend? I think that's the reason you come up with, although I don't know all the tiebreakers between them and what would have been Penn State with another loss. I don't know.
It's championship weekend.
I think it would be just as cool to watch a college football playoff game at Neyland Stadium as it would be the Horseshoe.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, man. The thought of some of these home games that you could possibly get is crazy. Like you because you're not getting the conference champions or you're not getting the teams that are barely in. These the ones in the middle are like the blue blood teams that are just very good but not getting the automatic bids, you know? So it's I have already had people ask me what I thought a Bama versus Notre Dame ticket would go for in South Bend, and I'm like, I have no clue.
Boy.
I don't even want to know.
Think about that. Just
your firstborn child. All
don't
right.
Know.
Yeah.